to the Wisdom of Your Soul. I'm your host, Janice Mary, and I'm so glad you're back. Today I wanted to talk a lot about how we're doing with questioning and challenging our thoughts that are kicking us out of our soul energy. So if we know that our soul energy is basically nothing but love, if we're feeling nothing but love, we've been kicked out of this energy and thrown into the world of the ego, and probably are not feeling very good. So today we're going to talk a lot about how we can help ourselves when our minds want to take over and think nothing but fearful thoughts and think the worst of situations. We're going to continue doing the magic. We have another practice today. I believe we're on lesson number 10, and we're also going to talk a little bit about Abraham Hicks had a quote this morning that I read that I thought was so good. So I thought maybe we'd go over that a little bit. And it's just so amazing and wonderful to have all these spiritual tips that are out there that we can borrow and we can add to our thoughts. Because our thoughts tend to be so negative. I was talking to one of my clients yesterday, and we were talking about, trying to let people live their lives and not getting overly involved in what other people are doing. And for people that are, maybe not as close to us, it's easier for us to let go and let people just live their lives. But we were talking about our children, and I had shared with him that I had a less than spiritual moment when my daughter told me that she wanted to drop out of college. So that is just not what I did not really see that coming. And, my first reaction to that was not a spiritual one, and I was absolutely thrown into my ego mind, so much so that when my daughter told me that, I really was kind of speechless, and I kind of just looked at her and said, well, that's not an option, and I walked away and just walked away from her and kind of did not talk to her about it because it's so not in the realm of possibilities in my mind. Because I really value college. And for me, getting a college education was so important and allowed me to do the work that I'm doing now, which I love so much. So to hear her wanting to jump out of college just never entered my mind. My older daughter just kind of floated through college, loved college, and there really wasn't an issue. And my second daughter is a little bit different and has her own journey and has her own way. So when that happened to me, I was certainly thrown out of my soul energy for sure. I was not in my soul energy, and I was really upset and really did not know how to handle it so well. So I quickly called her dad to make sure he was on the same page as me, that we were not going to let her do this. And, that's how I handled it, which was not really spiritual or mature, but we are human. And this is how, we add in our spiritual growth into just human life. So my life had been going, pretty smoothly up until that comment. And then I was just, thrown abruptly out of my soul energy, and which is a gift. I look at that as a gift now, so that I can know, all right, I'm clearly not feeling loving, peaceful. I'm not feeling any of those things. I'm just feeling a lot of fear and a lot of concern, and, I just want the best for her. So I was sharing that with my client because he was talking to me about, wanting the best for his kids and trying to control them. And I was like, we can't control our kids. We can't barely control our own journeys. We can't control someone else's journey. And I shared that experience with him, telling him that, basically, if it comes down to it, after my pleading and begging with my daughter and showing her every possible reason why she shouldn't drop out of college. If that does not work, at some point I will have to just accept that this is her journey and she gets to do what she wants to do. And that's really hard to let go of. It's really, really difficult when you feel so strongly about something, especially for your children. So it was interesting because he told me, funny that I brought up that example, because he had the exact same experience. His first child got through college very easy, did very well, and is very successful, never had a problem. And then he said his second daughter went to community college and didn't like it. She dropped out and they were beside themselves. They were just beside themselves. And I'm sitting there thinking, yeah, I could totally relate to that. And he said what ended up happening is she did drop out. She never went back to college, but she did get a really good job. And she's actually making more money than the daughter that went to college and is very, very happy in the job that she's doing. So again, the journeys that our children take or the people that we love in our lives may not be the same journeys that we have taken. And what was right for me was right for me, but may not be right for my daughter. So we do have to kind of accept that even when it's really, really hard. So the minute I kind of had this meltdown, so to speak, I did go within and I knew that there was a difference. I knew that in my soul energy, I would feel very, very differently. And I did. When I did a little meditation, I could see Noelle's journey and I could see that it's her journey and that she's safe and that no matter what she decides, that she's going to make all the perfect decisions for her, no matter what I think about them. And no matter what I think will be easier for her or better for her, that it really isn't, you know, it isn't my business, so to speak. It doesn't mean I'm not going to tell her my experiences, which when I was meditating a little bit on it, my soul did bring to my attention that the reason my reaction was so strong was because I had never wanted to go to college. I was waitressing in high school and I was making really good money. And my 18-year-old self felt like waitressing was going to be a great job for me and I was just going to continue that. And, you know, that would have been fine. But actually, my parents were like, no, nope, you're going to college and you're not going to waitress. And that's, you know, when I went into helping people and got my degree in social work and I'm now a therapist. So I really feel like if they had listened to the 18-year-old Janice, that I would have made a big mistake. And I'm so glad that they didn't. I'm very thankful and grateful that they didn't and that they encouraged me to go away. But still, that was my path. You know, that was meant to happen for me. And just because I had that experience and it worked out well for me, it does not mean that that's the same for Noelle. College may or may not be for her, and that's going to be something I'm going to have to let go of, you know. And when I go into my soul energy, I can feel that. I can feel that love come back. I can feel my love for her. And that really what matters is that she's making her own decisions and she's guiding her life. I'm going to share with her these experiences that I've had, but not in the way to control or to try to get my way. I'm going to try not to do that so that she can make her own decisions and decide things that are going to really work out for her. So that is quite always a humbling experience when, you know, you're in this spiritual place and most of the time you're feeling really, really good. And really, you know, even though I've had a lot of things happen, I have really flowed through them and really have really connected to my soul energy and I haven't really had too many bumps in the road. So when that happened with her, that really shook me up. But then also reminded me of that it's okay. It's okay to be human and it's okay to have reactions. and to work through them. And the biggest thing was that I didn't really take it out on her. I just kind of walked away. I didn't want to be mad at her. I didn't, you know, want to like say you're being ridiculous. So, you know, I waited until I could really reflect on it and really go back into that energy to get the direction that I needed to get for her. So she did go back to school. She's there now. So we will see what happens. But again, you know, if I challenge my thoughts and really trust that I can't do anybody else's journey. Nobody can do my journey, and I can't direct somebody else's journey. As hard as that is when it comes to our children, our loved ones, our spouses, that's something that the minute we are doing that, it brings a lack of peace because there's resistance. So if I'm saying somebody should be doing something different than what they're doing, that is going to make me, is going to kick me out of my soul energy because I can't tell other people what to do. I can share experiences, but I can't control or tell people what to do or how to live their lives. I say this to my clients all the time. Our rules that we have for ourselves or how we live is perfect for us. And even when it's perfect for us, we have to challenge it to make sure it's perfect for us. But it does not fit anybody else. So the way I run my life does not fit my daughter and doesn't fit anybody in my life other than me. And the more we embrace that the things that I think and the things that are important to me may not be important to other people, and that's okay. You know, they get to direct their lives in the way that they get to direct their lives. And I'm not God, so I can't be the one to tell them what's right for them or not. I can share with them what I think, and then ultimately it is up to them to make their own decisions. And when we do that, it is very freeing because we're giving ourselves the freedom to be ourselves and to really sink into our own way of being that's perfect for us. You know, the way I want to keep my house, the way I want to, how much I want to work, you know, how much I want to go on vacation. All those things are perfect for me. But the minute I say that anybody else should live the way that I'm living, then I'm playing God. And I've kicked myself out of my soul energy. So that's where we really have to pull back and say, you know what? Everything that I think other people should be doing isn't true for them. It's true for me. I should be doing it, not other people. And the more we understand that, the more we just can sink into that good energy, because then there's very little resistance. There's more of an acceptance. I accept my life and how I run it, and I accept the way other people live their life and how they run it. And so that's a really, really big lesson. And my client knew that. He was like, you know, I wish, you know, during, you know, my daughter dropping out and all that happening, that I just kind of flowed with that and wasn't so worried, because everything worked out. And, you know, from working with people, even when bad things happen to us, at the end of it, when we look back, there's so many gifts and there's so many things that we could see why these things happened and why it was in our best interest. So if we can really adopt this idea that if something is happening in our lives, that it's meant to happen and that it's usually really good for us, you know, that everything happens for our best interest is that great affirmation by Louise Hay, you know, all is well. And if something is happening to us, for us to see the good in it and to see the learning in it and to see that the universe and God, and nobody wants to punish us, and things aren't happening to hurt us. They're happening to help us to grow and to make our lives better, not worse. So if something's happening in your life right now that you would rather not happen, try not to resist it and try to sink more into it and to try to say to yourself, listen, this is happening for a very, very good reason. And, you know, that really helps. So if something's happening today, then it must be for a very good reason. So today's with the magic, the practice, the magic, the exercise today is Being grateful to everyone that comes into your life today, to sprinkle some gratitude dust on every person that you see. So whether that is you actually say to the person, thank you for your help, or you say it in your mind, and to visualize sprinkling gratitude dust on people. And again, when we do these things, that's really helping us to sink back into our soul energy, because when we're thanking people, that's a form of love, and we are love. So when we get rid of, you know, when we're not paying too much attention to the ego mind and all the craziness that it wants to capture our attention with, when we're not doing that, we can do these other exercises and they feel so, so much better. So today, as you go through the day, everybody that you encounter, thank. So I had a consultation with a lawyer today, and I thanked him very much for all of his help and all of his information, and, you know, visualized sprinkling gratitude dust on him. And you can do it with everything. You could do it for your car. When you go into your car, thank your car for taking you to places and sprinkle gratitude dust on it. If you go to the store and you buy something and the checkout lady's checking out, you know, say thank you very much and sprinkle gratitude dust on her for you know, helping you check out and get the food, or anybody that you come in contact with today, whether it's silently or whether it's, you know, you're actually saying thank you, then do that. So I'm going to sprinkle some gratitude dust on you and thank you for listening to this. When we do things like this, we feel good. And the reason we feel good is because it's really who we are. You know, we're not these thoughts that tell us that things have to be a certain way, that, you know, everything has to be in alignment for me to feel good. No, that's not really the case. The more we kind of just realize that everything is good now, that when these thoughts come up, we can challenge them and say, well, is this really true? You know, do I really have to believe that my daughter has to go to college to be happy? Is that really true? It's not true. I mean, there are a lot of very successful people that never went to college. And there are a lot of very happy people that never went to college. And how do you define success? You know, my definition of success is really how your internal self and state is. Are you connected to your energy of love, and are you extending that out? And, you know, when she told me she was dropping out, I was not extending out love. I was extending out fear. Like, oh my God. And she, I think, took that as that I was angry at her. And I wasn't angry at her. I was fearful for her. So we misinterpret each other too. So she didn't really know what was behind my reaction. So when we can own our reactions and understand them, then we can inform the people in our lives why we react the way we did, and why we know that that is not really, you know, appropriate. You know, that it's your choice to do what you want to do in your life. And, you know, that's really the more appropriate thing. And what our mind says and what our mind comes up is is based on a lot of conditioning of the world and what we've integrated. And we have to keep challenging so we can delete the mind away. The more we can delete the thoughts that come into our mind and just say, nope, that's not true, and that's not true, the happier we are, the more we can get back into the soul energy, because that's all that's left. So when my clients say to me, if I'm not thinking, if I'm not believing my thoughts, who am I? You know, they feel a loss for themselves, and that's really not true. Who you are is this energy of love that comes to the surface. And then you get to do all the things that you want to do, because you give yourself permission to be yourself. You're no longer worried about what people think about you, because you know what people think about you has nothing to do with you. You know, what people think about you is their interpretation of the world being projected onto you. So that is really not, it doesn't have anything to do with you. And when you know that, you can kind of really see when people say things to you that are not making sense or upsetting, you know that they're just projecting onto you. Like, I know I have themes. So every time I get upset about when somebody triggers me and I'm upset with them, I can see I think the same thing all the time. So I'm just projecting onto this person the thing that I have come to decide why they've hurt me or upset me. And you'll notice that you have the same theme. So say if a friend of mine triggers me, the first things I start to think is I'm not important to them. They don't have time for me. They don't include me. They don't listen to me. They're competing with me. I have these same thoughts that come up over and over when somebody upsets me. And it's a funny thing, because once you realize how innocent our thoughts are and how not true they are, you can really look at them and accept them. You know, when you believe your thoughts, you know, you want to hide from them because you're embarrassed by them. You know, it's like, oh God, why do I always think that people, you know, are discounting me? Or why do I always think that people don't listen to me? You know, why do I always feel not important? You know, so you want to hide from those thoughts and feelings. But when you realize that the mind is just spitting out these thoughts based on when we were very young, then you can embrace the thoughts that come up and say, oh, okay, this is just my conditioned mind. It's the same thing, like when we're having a bad dream, we don't hesitate to tell people, I had this bad dream last night and this is what happened. And you know, we'll go into detail about the dream. And we don't really have, we don't really edit it. We can talk pretty freely about it. But when we're in the daytime and our mind is doing a very similar thing, you know, we feel more embarrassed about what we think and how we feel. So we don't share it. But if we look at the mind as the same as in the nighttime as in the daytime, then it's easier for us to just accept that the mind is like this computer that has interpreted things in a way that is very fixed and very, after a while, very, you can kind of count on it saying the same thing over and over again. So again, if you choose to write down every time somebody upsets you, if you write down your reaction to that person every single time, it's going to be so, so similar. Like, I continually think the exact same things that when someone upsets me, I can see I'm saying the exact same thing over and over, or my mind is producing the same thoughts over and over. And from those thoughts, if I take them seriously, I start reacting. And that can kind of create your day. So when you no longer do that, when you watch the thoughts that your mind is going to present to you, and you realize that those thoughts are not true, those are not who you are, then you can accept them more. You can kind of laugh at them. You can kind of say, wow, you know, I must have felt that, you know, maybe when I was 5 years old, 6 years old, 7 years old. And, you know, when I was perceiving things in very young way. And of course, we take things very personally. So when those perceptions got locked in, it was not the whole truth. You know, if one of my reactions is always, you know, people don't listen to me, you know, maybe there were times when my parents couldn't listen to me because they were overwhelmed and they were stressed and they were trying to go to work, and you know, and I got locked into somehow that nobody listens to me. So that nobody listens to me mantra has been in my life for a long time. And now I don't find that to be true at all. You know, people listen to me all the time, you know. So, but that is one of the thoughts that will arise when I get upset, you know, as will, you know, that people don't include me and I get left out, and, you know, very similar thoughts over and over. So the next time you're upset with somebody, write it down and, you know, and do that for this week. You know, anytime someone upsets you and you get kind of kicked out of your soul energy, write down what you're thinking about them. Write it down and just look at it. And just notice that it's, after a while, it's the same story over and over and over again. And when you notice that, you'll realize, well, this can't possibly be true. How could all these people be doing the exact same thing to me? And, you know, that's why people do start to self-blame themselves. They say, well, you know, nobody listens to me. Nobody. It happens to me all the time. And we tend to blame the people when it's really not. It's our perceptions of people. It happens all the time because we're thinking it all the time, not because it's happening all the time. So it's really in our thinking. It's not really in reality. You know, if you really look at what people are doing, it's not what we think they're doing. And anytime we think people are thinking certain things about us, if we ask them, we always find out most of the time it's not true. So the reality is much kinder, is much more gentle. Not believing our thoughts is much more loving and kind way to be, and really helps us so much in our lives. So doing exercises like the magic will just give you more more things to replace some of the thoughts, the fearful thoughts that come in, and will put you in a state of gratitude, which connects you to your soul energy. So if today you just keep thanking everyone you come into contact with, everyone, whether it's verbally or in your mind, you're going to feel very differently today. And that is huge. That's huge. And that has such a huge impact on us. So if you want to have more of an impact in your life, you know, you have to really help yourself to not believe these thoughts that injure you, and to go back into the soul energy, this beautiful energy that will bring up nothing but love, and will bring up all of your gifts. You know, when you're settled into this energy, you'll be creative, you'll be loving, you'll be you. You won't really need much from anyone. The need for approval diminishes, you know, the need for people to be certain ways diminish. Your life just changes. Your life starts flowing. Things just keep flowing into my life in such an easy way that I can't even believe it sometimes. You know, I was looking for an office and one just came to me, and then this woman was like, I have furniture, do you want it? I mean, just one thing after the other of my life flowing so easily. And that's what happens when we get out of our mind and we just let the soul energy guide our lives. Our lives become incredibly easy. And we flow from one thing to the other. It doesn't mean we're not going to have problems. It just means that when problems come up, we view them in a way differently, like, okay, this is where I'm supposed to be right now. And I don't have to look at this even as a problem. I can look at this as something that I need to be dealing with right now. So I hope that helps. As always, feel free to email me at janasmart40@yahoo.com. Any questions? Keep doing the magic, and keep challenging, you know, the thoughts that come into your mind that is kicking you out of your soul energy. When you're feeling good and you're feeling in the flow and you're feeling very connected to people and you feel very loving towards yourself and other people, you know you're in your soul energy. You don't have to try to like yourself. You don't have to try to love yourself. When you're in the soul energy, you feel love. And when you feel love, that includes you. So have a beautiful, beautiful day, and we'll talk again. Take care. Bye-bye.